everybody. I'm Stephanie Beaumont, and this is CNB Seen and Heard, rolling through our eighth season of celebrating the four Atlantic provinces here on Cove FM, where with each broadcast, I want to bring you just a little bit closer to some of the amazing personalities that make up this corner of the planet. They may be native to Nova Scotia or New Brunswick, Prince Edward Island or Newfoundland and Labrador, or they may be kindred spirits who simply adore living and working in Atlantic Canada. The only requirement here is that you're willing to raise the fun flag and wave it in salute of Canada's awesome East Coast. And our chats will be just that, very conversational, not entirely sensible, and with any luck, totally enjoyable. And I can honestly say that's always the case with today's guest, making him the absolute perfect person to connect with for this very special episode of the show. In fact, he was my very first TV co-host back in the day on Breakfast Television in Ottawa, Ontario. It was a different show every day with plenty of guests and all the latest happenings. Naturally, there was a healthy heaping of entertainment and lifestyle, with all of us weighing in on the whatnot. So naturally, this being our second annual edition of What Do You Make of That? The New Year's Spectacular, designed to review the year that was, there's no finer fella to hash it all out with. Please, if you will, put your hands together and welcome the mega award-winning broadcast legend, Newfoundland son, and dear friend of mine, Mr. Kurt Studley. Did you get tired waiting backstage for that now?
Honestly, that's the biggest intro I've ever had.
Well, you really were just the last sentence, but nonetheless, I set up the show, and I hope folks are going to brace themselves for what I can only imagine will be an hour's worth of fun and frivolity for this New Year's Spectacular.
That's what I'm here for.
There you go, and I love what you're wearing, by the way.
Thank you so much. Go Canada, go.
Very good. Yes, let's not forget hockey. We are going to talk sports. We are going to talk entertainment. We're going to brush on politics without getting too down. Maybe throw in a little trivia. We're going to talk about our resolutions and goals. But Kurt, I want to start with the holidays because we're just closing in on it. I know in our house, we celebrate right through till January the 6th. That's when the sidekick's heading back to school. But do you consider this to still be the holidays?
I do. This is still the holidays.
You still have your tree up, do you?
I do.
Nice.
For the moment.
Okay. Now, last year, I said I was no longer making resolutions. I was just setting a couple of personal goals I wanted to achieve. I went back in our records, and Kurt Studley, you had put pickleball on your things you wanted to master in 2025. Did you meet that goal?
Did I master pickleball? I wouldn't say I mastered it, but I tell you what, I played a lot of pickleball in 2025.
Did you? And are you still at it?
Off and on, yes. It's a little tougher in the winter months because I play a lot of hockey in the winter.
Yes.
And the pickleball doesn't seem as easy to get to at this time of year for me.
Okay.
But during the spring and summer, I played a ton of pickleball.
Nice. Okay, very good. All right, so let's get to the year that was. We'll talk about music.
Hang on a minute here. Yeah. What about your resolution? I believe for the year 2025, you had intended to learn to play the piano.
I did.
What happened?
Well, I got to be honest. I found a fella on my Instagram account who I plan on looking up very soon in 2026. But I have to say, I did not learn.
You want to clarify that? You found a fella on Instagram and plan on looking him up? What's this?
No, he's a guy that literally, like, he numbers the keys. And a lot of songs, believe it or not.
The piano instructor.
Exactly.
Didn't say anything about that.
Yeah, sorry, I should have clarified. I found another fella that's coming up in another segment.
For you.
Yeah, it's not that kind of show. Kurt, this guy shows you how to play the piano, like, and he puts these numbers and letters on the keys. And I actually found him heading into Christmas because he was putting out a lot of Christmas music. And you know the algorithms and whatnot. It's as soon as you search something, it's constantly coming up in your feed. So to your point,
why I have to hide my phone a lot of the time.
Well,
anyway.
This is it. Now, why don't we start with social media? Because it still maintained its status in terms of occupying an inordinate amount of people's time. People really use it actually as a search engine now, which is kind of funny. And it's no longer the followers you have. It's the reach that your posts are getting. And your eyes and views on aren't the same as likes. So I caution everybody out there not to maybe wallow in the 12 to 14 likes you've received on any given post, but rather to look at your profile and look at the views on content. Have you seen that yet, Kurt? It's a brand new thing Instagram has rolled out.
Where do you find that?
You just go to your Instagram profile and right underneath, it's either going to tell you views on content per month, or it's going to give you a See Insights, which will, depending on your type of account, you can arrow to that information. But that's what's most important now because of the way the algorithm is working on Instagram, that you're being given content from people that you do not follow based on your algorithm. So there you have it. I bring that up only to tell you about a post that did receive 37.6 million likes back on August 26th of 2025. It was one picture and it simply read the following: your English teacher and your gym teacher are getting married. Does that not mean anything to you? I thought you were a Swiftie. Kurt Studley.
Say it again.
Your English teacher and your gym teacher are getting married.
No, nothing.
Nothing? Okay, it's the day that Travis Kelce proposed to Taylor Swift.
Oh my God, what a day that was. When was that day?
August 26, 2025. Put it on your calendar now.
Look, it's a day I'll never forget.
Well, again, like I said, over 37 million people liked the post. It was right up there with all of the very well-received posts. Now, you can really tailor your viewing and silo your viewership. That's a new term that has come up in 2025. People are in information bubbles and information silos. So I know this is putting you on the spot, but if I was to look at your Discover You page, what would I see, Kurt Studley? And again, remember, this is a family broadcast.
First thing that comes up is bodybuilding.
Oh, yes. Now, that's something that I got to be honest, you maintained, since I've met you, an incredible discipline with working out. And you're...
Well, not always.
Really?
For the last little while, I've been posting a lot of workout stuff because it motivates me to keep doing it.
Yeah, it keeps you honest. You're doing a lot of the things, sort of an all-over workout. The Sidekick, if you can believe it, has started to get into, because it's all free now, the Dalplex gym, doing leg work. And I said, she's a dancer. She should be working on her upper body strength. Kurt Studley, do you have any key exercise equipment she should use?
I believe that small free weights are just fine. You don't need a lot of weight, but I do encourage everyone to try and build muscle. Muscle is the key.
Yeah.
Build muscle, eat protein, build muscle, and you'll be just fine.
Okay. Now,
for those who think you can't build muscle later in your life, that's not true.
No, but it is everything I've read. That is the key.
It is the key.
Yeah. And flexibility. Continue to move, right?
I wish I was more flexible. I wish I had concentrated on that more.
Right?
Earlier in my life, I'm not very flexible that way.
Well, I would suggest you're bendy. No?
Yeah.
Some of those things you do, quite bendy.
Maybe more than the average guy my age. Who knows?
Fair enough. It's hard to know where to go from this topic. I could go one of two ways, but I think one actually is in my list of words of the year for 2025. So let's start.
Oh, I like this, yes.
Believe it or not, dictionary.com has labeled 6-7 their term of the year.
I just shrugged my shoulders and turned my hands up, by the way.
You know what I think? Every time I hear it, I think of the Ottawa 67s. Are they kicking
that's
themselves now?
Yeah, that's all I think of. And every time I'm like, what is it? What is it? And everybody goes, it's not anything. And I'm
right.
Okay. Then I hear my daughter, a teacher, talk about it.
Yeah, it's
not a big deal.
It's quite something. Okay, now Oxford Dictionary, they considered rage bait the word of the year. Although, again, two words, but rage bait. Content designed to make people angry simply for clicks. Is that a term you have in your wheelhouse?
That's not my arsenal, no.
No, all right. And slop was Merriam-Webster's term of the year, attributed to low-quality digital content, often AI-generated.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. Now, I will say this brings up another topic that's on my list of things to discuss. And I believe we touched on it last year, and that was the impending proliferation of AI. And now heading into 2026, AI is poised to go one of two ways, explode or completely implode. I don't play the markets, Kurt Stoodley, but I do play in the creative space and I shun it. I do everything I can to get people to actually use critical thought and create themselves. But right. I know it has a place, be it for helping people who can't walk, walk, science and things like that. But ripping off independent songwriters, not so much. So where...
Oh, that's not cool.
Where are you on AI? Like, do you use it in your world? Tell us a little bit about how it impacted your 2025.
I was basically introduced to the whole idea of using AI just over a year ago. And in 2025, I did use it on occasion. Mostly, it was almost totally real estate related. But I guess I just kind of played around with it. I really didn't go all in on AI. And it can do some fun things.
Yeah.
Sure. You know, if used properly, I guess. But I don't know enough about it to use it as a daily tool. I use it sometimes. I play around with it mostly to see what it actually does. I'm amazed by it. And then I go back to doing things the traditional way.
Right.
Because it's the way I know.
Exactly. I worry more about, you know, the communities it's impacting and the incredible resources it's using up. It worries me greatly in that regard, as well as the fact that, you know, both you and me, we're out there, whether we like it or not. And it's a matter of, you know, our voices are, you know, I had said to Katie Ray at one point, you know, I should really be worried about my voice. She said, it's too late now. Like, it doesn't even matter if you took it down, your voice can be replicated in a heartbeat. And that's scary.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Like, and I look at it as something that I think it's going to continue to become more and more popular, more and more usage, but at some point I think it will implode.
Right. Well, they're talking about now, and this will bridge nicely into our next subject, how it's going to impact politics, because where we see certain governments using AI to generate propaganda, there's going to come a time where messages from political leaders are, you know, what's true and what's not, and what will impact candidates in certain races and things like that based on, you know, content that was created. Instead of now there's a watermark that says it's AI, there'll be a seal that will say it's real. You know, like, so everything will be assumed AI unless it has this watermark.
A real seal.
A real seal, right? Imagine.
I know that's a lot to take in.
I'm just telling you. I'm telling you so you know, because it's part of our 2026, whether we like it or not. As a matter of fact, Time Magazine declared the architects of AI Time Magazine's 2025 Person of the Year.
Wow.
That seems like, I don't know. Again, I think it should have been Taylor Swift, but what do I know?
Not this year.
The architects of AI. Okay, well, now I did mention how it was going to impact politics. We'll wrap up this first segment with a look back at the year that was or wasn't. I know we ended last year with some genuine concerns. We had the U.S. election. I'd suggest that it didn't go our way. Hey?
No, it did not.
We had the Canadian election. I think that went our way.
Yes, it did.
Yeah. Then
I think so. I think we're on the money there.
Yeah. Now, it wasn't prognostication. It definitely didn't come true, but I thought perhaps it would when we look towards the UK royals. King Charles had assumed the crown, etc. And I thought that there may have been a moment in 2025 where young Prince William was forced or asked, rather, to become king for his ailing father. That did not happen.
It did not happen.
No, but there was something that did happen in the royal family, and that was like a shunning. Hey?
Yes. Yeah. They're prone to the shun, eh? Prone to the shun, the royals.
I don't know. I feel like it was a really bold move in a situation where, you know, I'm hesitant to say Jeffrey Epstein's name on this broadcast, but I will because it has occupied so much of the social media space and broadcast media space, et cetera.
But it continues to do so.
Continues to do so. And I believe will be the undoing in 2026. But again, looking back at 2025, there wasn't a lot of accountability with the exception of the royal family. So say what you will about them, but they really put a hard line on it. And one might argue they knew all about it and finally did something because they thought the rubber was going to hit the road. Or,
well, of course they knew about it,
yeah. Anyway, we'll find, it'll all come to light in 2026. Indeed.
It takes a while to get to the full shun, but they get there.
They get there. Okay, and now one other major thing happened in politics, the political scene, as it were. Jeans on a yacht. I'll just say that. Does that mean anything to you?
Jeans on a yacht?
Nothing?
No. Where have I been?
Well, I don't know. But if I told you that the hottest couple right now, pop star meets former PM.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes.
Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau. Making Jeans headlines.
I don't know if Jeans on a yacht, but good for you, Justin Trudeau.
Yeah. You think?
I think that's great. Good for him. Like, good for them. I mean, if this is a real thing, then good for them. I'm happy.
All right. Very good. Well, again, happiness to everybody.
I thought Justin Trudeau got the raw end of the stick, you know, in the end. But, you know, he's going to go out and do his own thing now. Good for him.
Good for him. And I will say, I want to commend him for the way in which he handled the election. And that was, have at it. I'm stepping away. He did nothing to hamper the campaign or hinder or help. He literally went, I'm out. And I believe had that happened south of the border, we'd be looking at a completely different political picture. Make note, everyone, if you're thinking about running for... Kurt Stoodley, would you ever run for prime minister?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
How about mayor? Would you run for mayor?
Mayor of what?
Well, I don't know. Like, are politics in your future? I feel like you'd be great at it.
No, I thought about it. I thought about it in a municipal sort of setting a couple times here in Ottawa, but decided.
Still no. I feel like I asked you this question last year. I wanted to see if 2026 put a different spin on it.
I don't think so.
No.
Unless I become the mayor of a small town.
Okay.
I would like that.
Oh, like in a Hallmark movie.
Are there any small towns in, you know, just outside of Halifax?
Yes, there are tons. I'll send you a list after the broadcast. Boy, would we ever love to have you back here on the East Coast, Kurt Stoodley.
I'd come back to be mayor of a small town in Nova Scotia, that's for sure.
All right. If you're listening out there, please, please let me know. And I'll forward all the details to Kurt Stoodley. Now, listen.
Tell me where to apply. That's all I need.
That's all he needs. And I'll be your campaign manager. I'll be your campaign manager.
Perfect.
Yeah, but this is assuming you won't just be declared, because I feel like you'll just be, are you kidding? We're not going to even bother having an election. Kurt Stoodley? Like, that's how it's all going to shake down.
Then we'll just have a good time and a couple parties in the 6 weeks of the campaign.
There you go. Kurt, we've covered a few campaigns, hey?
Yes. Oh my God, yes.
Right?
Quite a few.
All right, very good. I'm going to just take one listener question, because this was a really kind one. That was DM'd to me from, I'm just going to say, like, I put out the call a couple hours before broadcast time. And
were there any rude ones?
Well, they weren't rude, but they were mean spirited because I know in our little tiny, like, DM chatterbox at the back end of Insta, Ryan Lee, Mike Pang, yourself and me. Every year, you know, we get together and chat up the Red Sox, right? And when the Red Sox lost, it was Ryan Lee who said, we have to cheer for the Blue Jays now, any team that will beat the Yankees. And that was literally the only period I will cheer for the Blue Jays. But I had three people say, now will you be a Blue Jays fan? No, I will not. Will you, Kurt Stoodley?
Hell no.
Okay, good. Okay, we had a good run. It was a good 2025, but...
I fully support it.
Yeah.
I think the fans, the Blue Jays fans are incredible fans.
It was a heartbreaking loss, but a great series as far as baseball goes.
And go ahead and call us Wagoneers, bandwagoneers, whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
But we were just supporting friends.
Yeah, that's it.
But now, you know, it's over.
It's over.
We're back to zeros.
Back to okay, very good. All right. Here's the nice question. This is from Mary Louise P. I won't give her last name, who asked, would you ever, I guess this is for either one of us, go back to morning broadcast?
Yes.
You would. You don't mind. You never minded the early morning alarm, did you, Kurt Studley?
I never minded it.
Wow. I got to be honest.
I missed it once or twice, but, you know, for the most part.
I will say I would go back if I got to work with you, Kurt. How about that?
That would be awesome.
Yeah. But I'm going to tell you about something I learned. We're going to talk about life lessons coming up. We're going to talk about a whole bunch more. We got to talk about movies. We got to talk about the music scene. But right now, as we head to our first commercial break, Kurt Studley, putting you on the spot right now to play music director, I want you to tell the entire listening audience your favorite song from the year 2025.
This is the song that I listen to most, that I sung along with in the car most, because that's where I do my thing with the song. And I do listen to a lot of music. I listened to all the new Taylor Swift, and I really enjoyed it.
Right.
I discovered through the Grey Cup halftime show, Machine Gun Kelly, MGK, which I'm listening to right now.
Okay.
It's got some cool stuff, but the one song that I listen to the most, and I'll take any ridicule, because as you well know, Stephanie Beaumont, I don't really care what people think.
Exactly. Thick skin.
It's Justin Bieber's Daisy. I listen to it all the time.
Wow! Out of nowhere, I will play it now for my very special co-host on this What Do You Make of That edition, our New Year's spectacular here on Cove FM. This is Justin Bieber with Daisies from my pal Kurt Studley, and we'll be right back.
Like, do you love me or not? Head is spinning and it don't know when to stop. You said forever, babe, did you mean it or not? Hold on, hold on. Leave me on red, babe, but I still get the message. Instead of a line, it's three dots, but I can connect them. And if it ain't right, babe, you know I respect. If you need time, just take your time. Honey, I get it, I get it, I get it. Way you got me all in my head. Think I'd rather you in my bed. Whatever it is, you know I can take it. I'm counting the days, how many days till I can see you again. Throwing kisses like, will you catch them or not? I'm Cupid with arrows, babe, I'm just shooting my shot. Get in, drop me a pin, hop in the and come over. Don't wanna be friends, just in the skin. I wanna get closer and closer and closer. The way you got me all in my head. Think I'd rather you in my bed. Whatever it is, you know I can take it. I'm counting the days, how many days till I can see you.
Hey, Roman numeral 7, babe, drop it like it's hot. If this world was mine, I'd take your dreams and make them multiply. If this world was mine, I'd take your enemies in front of God. Introduce them to that light, hit them strictly with that fire. Fa, 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 fa. Hey, Roman numeral 7, babe, drop it like it's hot. If this world was mine, I'd take your dreams and make them multiply. If this world was mine, I'd take your enemies in front of God. Introduce them to that light, hit them strictly with that fire. It's a vibe, do your dance, let them watch. She a fan, he a flop, they just wanna kumbaya, nah.
This world, concrete, flowers grow. Heartache, she only do what she know. Weekends, get it poppin' on the low. Better days coming for sure. If it was up to me, I wouldn't give it nobody's no sympathy. I'll take away the pain, I'll give you everything. I just wanna see when, wanna see.
If this world,
welcome back to See and Be Seen and Heard here on Cove FM. That's Luther by Kendrick Lamar and SZA. It had the number one position on Billboard's Hot 100 13 times in 2025. Playing it today as part of our What Do You Make of That New Year's Spectacular with my pal Kurt Stoodley, who's in Ottawa, Ontario today. And Kurt, Kendrick Lamar had another song that he released in 2024 that went to number one in 2025.
Okay.
It was about, I guess, a social media war, a feud, if you will, with Drake.
Yes.
And it went to number one because of what major happenstance in 2025? This should be easy for a sports fan like you, Kurt Stoodley.
The Super Bowl.
Yes, the Super Bowl. We heard this song.
They not like us. They not like us. They not like us. They not like us. They not
like us. Oh, he played the Super Bowl, yeah.
Yeah, but Not Like Us was huge, and I think everybody and their brother was singing it. I don't know if they were aware of it when it was first released back in May of 2024, but everybody and their brother was singing it after the Super Bowl halftime show, which I thought was really good. Now, where did you net out on it?
I didn't know the backstory.
Okay.
So I was just watching the halftime show as a fan of the Super Bowl halftime show, and I didn't like it. So.
You didn't like it. Okay.
No, not really. It's not my thing.
Okay. Now, there was a lot of controversy when they announced who the Super Bowl halftime show performer would be for 2026. That is Bad Bunny. Are you a fan of Bad Bunny and his music? Wow. All right. Very good. Well, you're alone.
I don't know who Bad Bunny is.
He's a great actor. You probably saw him in Happy Gilmore, too, because he co-starred with Adam Sandler. But he is like the world's top artist on Spotify. So
Bad Bunny.
I know.
Okay. Stephanie, let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Knowing me as you do.
Yes,
would it be a waste of my time to go to my music source and check out Bad Bunny?
Oh, no, he's awesome. Like, he legitimately is great. No argument. Okay. Like, yeah, so you'll enjoy it for sure. Another huge music happenstance happened at the Grammys this year when Beyonce finally won Album of the Year, for Cowboy Carter. So congratulations to her. Very, very big win. Now, 2025... we're shifting into movies now, Kurt Stoodley. You're a movie watcher. Did you have a favorite movie of 2025?
Oh, gosh.
Did you get to many?
Well, no, I didn't get to the theater very often. That's for sure.
We're part of the problem, Kurt, because I love movie theaters, but I can't say I supported them this year.
No, and the line of where you're watching movies and where they come from and all that sort of thing is kind of blurred.
Like,
you know, you're watching it on Netflix or you're watching it on Prime or you're watching it on a streaming service of some sort. I don't know what's new anymore.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, fair enough.
You know what I do is I often go to the movie theater sites to see what's playing and if I know anything about them. And that's, I guess, part of the issue is I don't know enough about the new movies.
Well, and I think the other thing, too, is that they come out so fast and furious. And I don't mean that franchise, but they come out at such a rapid rate. It used to be, you know, you'd look forward to a movie coming out because there weren't that many. Now there's hundreds a week. Like, it's bananas.
Right.
Curse, if we're talking about movies and where they stream, etc., here's a sign of the times. It was announced that the 2029 Oscars will be broadcast on YouTube.
That's it.
And I believe that's a prognostication for mainstream broadcast, but that's for another day. We won't talk about them. But
I heard that and I went, am I going to go to YouTube to watch it?
I watch most of my things on YouTube.
Do you?
I do. We're going to get to podcasts in just a bit, but that's where I watch all my podcasts. I know that they stream on all the platforms, and it makes me think in 2026, I know my broadcast, they originate on Cove FM, and then I do put them to a podcast, but I only do audio, so I can't imagine I'd be a hit on YouTube. Plus, I'd have to spackle and look to wardrobe and whatnot. And this way, I mean, if the listeners could see me now, they would cry, Kurt Stoodley.
Hey, I did watch a movie the other day.
Tell me.
Roof Man.
Oh, yes. That looks so cute.
Channing Tatum and Kirsten Dunst.
Kirsten Dunst. Oh, my gosh. And you loved it?
It was really good. It was really good.
Charming.
Yeah.
And
I
buried.
I enjoyed it.
Be honest, right? Like, if you were to say Roof Man to somebody, they'd be like, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
You know?
I watch a few of the top movies. I'm just kind of looking at the list of top movies of the year.
Yeah.
I did watch the Wake Up the Dead, the Knives Out mystery. That was pretty good.
We enjoyed that as well. I'm looking at the worldwide box office, and there's an inordinate amount of child-related movies, I would say, from Zootopia and Lilo and Stitch. The Minecraft movie was in there, How to Train Your Dragon. Yeah, right? Like, just amazing. The audience that are going to theaters has really shifted, where grown-ups are keen and fine to stay home. Now, here's something for the nostalgic gang out there. Movies celebrating milestone anniversaries in 2025. Now, I'm going to ask you some trivia questions. I'm going to see, Kurt Studley, if you can recognize these movies. Let me just bring them up here now. In 2025, this movie celebrated its 50th anniversary. Still popular to this day, it received a theatrical release to great acclaim. Do you want to guess it right now before I give you the next clue?
Is it Rocky?
It is not Rocky, but Rocky will be celebrating its 50th in 2026. I'm very excited about that, I don't mind saying.
Right.
But no, this movie, the hint I'll give you is that the title character was nicknamed Bruce after Bruce Raymer. Yes, Jaws, that's right.
That was 50 years this past
50
year?
50 years this past year. Yep.
Well, I'm happy to report I did watch it in 2025.
There you go. It's a movie, I mean, yes, technically it's aged, but still terrifying. And I mean, back in the day, you say those two notes from John Williams' incredible score and you'd be like terrified if you were in a pool back in the day.
I remember where I watched it, who I was with, what I was doing the first time when I was in theaters.
There you go. It was nominated for Best Picture and it won Best Original Score for John Williams. All right, here's one I feel like you'll get. It celebrated its 40th anniversary in 2025.
Okay.
And they celebrated the 40th by launching a website that was designed to start a worldwide search for a missing cherry red Gibson ES-345 electric guitar.
Oh, God.
No?
No.
I'm going to tell you the website and you will know.
Okay.
You can still go online and log in tips and leads because they have yet to find it. They found the one they used in Back to the Future 2, but they are still missing the one from Back to the Future, the one that Marty played. So you can go to losttothefuture.com. And if you have any tips, you can. I don't know if there's a prize attached to it, but they're still looking for it. It was actually a really cool promo. The entire cast took part. I loved it. It was great. All right. So now when it comes to movies and box office, we often think about the Oscar race, the Golden Globe race, and the very first award show is coming up on January the 11th with the Golden Globes, hosted again by Nikki Glaser. Last year, we guessed our Oscar picks, and Anora was the big winner.
Yes.
Did you like Anora, Kurt Studley?
I love that movie. Love it. I'm going to watch it again.
Yeah, it was actually really good. And, you know, like back in the day, like I was glad I watched it alone. I will suggest that's the kind of thing you used to see on Spectrovision in the hotel rooms. Hey, now it's just rated R. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be prudish, but brace yourselves if you're going to watch it. But as far as the story and the acting.
Oh, it was a tremendous movie. Like it's from the get-go, I was like, wow, this is so good.
Unreal. The editing, I mean, just phenomenal. So now where Anora like swept everything, I wanted to give you the odds on favorites. See where you are heading into the Golden Globes. Now, Kurt, you said you haven't seen too many movies, but would it surprise you to know that the actor cited for Best Musical or Comedy Award is none other than Leo DiCaprio?
Okay.
Yeah, he's nominated for One Battle After Another.
Okay, yeah.
I feel like you're going to love that. I know the sidekick actually saw it in the theater and was blown away by it.
Really?
Sean Penn is in it. I'm sure he's going to be nominated for an Oscar for his performance as well. But coming up has an odds-on disruptor, as it were, where Leo is the odds-on favorite. Timothy Chalamet in Marty Supreme could be the upset in that race.
Yeah, that looks like a really good movie.
So jumping into the fray now, a special guest to our New Year's Spectacular. What do you make of that? The sidekick weighing in on Marty Supreme.
Hello, everyone. Oh, my gosh.
Hello.
You've seen both of these movies.
I have seen both of these movies in theaters. Okay. They are both phenomenal. I rate movies on Letterboxd a lot. That's something I really enjoy doing.
Do you do that, Kurt Stidley?
No, I do not.
Okay. I gave both of them a 4.5 out of 5.
Okay.
But I would say, personally, from a shock factor, from a, I don't know, just a thrill factor, I'd say Marty Supreme.
Is that true?
I loved that movie.
Would you say, though, that Marty Supreme is the most misleading trailer of the year?
No.
Oh, you don't think?
I don't think it's misleading.
Okay.
Maybe deceiving. Not misleading, though.
Okay.
Because there are elements.
Splitting hairs.
No. There are tons.
Agree to disagree?
No. There are tons of elements in the trailer that obviously present themselves.
Wow. And that's misleading.
No, but you can figure it out. Like, no, I don't think it was misleading at all.
All right.
I think
thanks for joining us.
You're so welcome.
See you in 2026.
All right.
Okay, bye. All right. There you have it. I should have asked her word of the year. Let me see if I can get her back here. Sidekick, do you have a word of the year?
Chopped.
Kurt Stidley, are you aware of that?
What's that?
Chopped means ugly or really unflattering, or like if I was to wake up. I will. I was just about to. If I was to wake up in the morning with a really bad bedhead, I'd look in the mirror and go, oh my gosh, I look chopped today.
And how do you spell it?
Chopped. Chopped.
Chopped.
Yeah, chopped.
Okay, that's good. I like it.
Good, I'm glad.
What's your other one that I love so much?
Goat?
Go. She says goat, like unnecessarily.
Like calling someone the goat? Or goated?
Goat.
Or goated.
Yeah. That's goated?
Yeah, that's not really new. That's just no. You. Okay, well, right. We love you. Bye.
So great to talk to you both.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Okay. Well, and there you have it. All right. Kurt, one of the other phenomenons that is kind of rolled into 2 years is Wicked and Now for Good. Did you get a chance to watch either of those musicals?
The answer to that question is no.
Wow. Cynthia Erivo, Ariana Grande really poured their heart out into it.
It's a musical and that deters me from watching it.
Okay. And there you have it. But what's really phenomenal about it, obviously based on a Broadway show, they filmed both movies simultaneously because of the incredible setup and set design, et cetera. So the actresses now are telling the stories of how they went from being, you know, teens to adults and how they had to manipulate the performances, et cetera, from day to day and afternoon to evening and stuff like that. It's quite amazing. So Kurt, now it brings up another question. Do you just dislike musicals, or is it because has there ever been a musical you love?
Not that comes to my mind.
Come on, The Sound of Music?
Oh, sure. That was great.
Okay. Well, that's a musical. Mary Poppins?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I've watched it. I know I have, but
okay.
Not willingly.
So if you were in a multiplex now, Kurt Stidley, and there's every genre of film, and you can only go into one, what would it be?
A thriller.
Define thriller, though. Like a Psycho? Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho? Or
that's one type. Yeah, that's more of a horror thriller.
Okay. So you'd be more like The Firm or Runaway Jury.
Like that. Yeah, it wouldn't have to be crime related or anything, but
okay.
Something full of intrigue. Full of the intrigue.
Right. Which is why you liked The Knives Out, Wake Up the Dead Man.
Quite well done, yeah.
Could you figure that out?
I didn't figure it out, but I can see why people did. I think I unfortunately had to watch it in 2 different segments.
Wow. All right.
Not all at once.
Listen, I don't want to run out of time. I don't want to run out of time. So we're going to stop down for one more commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about our plans for 2026, which is exciting. We're going to talk about what we want to leave behind, what we're happy to see in the rearview mirror, and what we're looking forward to most in the new year and all those sorts of things. But as we head to this next commercial break, I'm going to mention a show that I have to believe you don't know. I have to confess, I didn't either until I interviewed a wonderful actress by the name of Aria Publicover. And this song was the one she picked that really gets her going, that really fires her up and motivates her. So I thought it'd be a great answer. anthem for us going into 2026. And, you know, I do another little show on this station called Soundtrack, and I have to believe this is one that's going to come up when we do our Oscar show. But if I said K-pop Demon Hunters, is that anything you're familiar with, Kurt Studley? Well, I'm afraid you and I are in the minority because K-pop Demon Hunters had a moment.
K-pop Demon Hunters.
It's a Netflix original. It started streaming on June the 20th. It's nominated for Best Original Song and Best Animated Feature at the Golden Globe Awards.
You know what I like about K-pop?
Tell me.
Demon Hunters.
Tell me.
So my favorite is Zoe.
Oh.
And
you're looking it up. Cheater, and cheater, cheater.
I really like the fact that they protect their fans from ever-present.
This is completely wow, it's unbelievable. You think you have a co-host that's ethical, but no. He's Googling it, ladies and gentlemen. Our third segment is going to be completely off the rails. But let me just tell you that they were actually Time Magazine's Breakthrough of the Year. They're K-pop Demon Hunters.
They're not real people.
Well, they are. The artists behind it are real, and they have created a phenomenon like no other. I'm just not an animated viewer. That's where, you know, you don't like the musical. I'm not. I would much prefer to watch real life happen, but nonetheless.
No, if it isn't the original Spider-Man or the Jackson 5 cartoon from back in the day, I'm not in.
Well, and there you have it. Ladies and gentlemen, as we head to this last commercial break, how about say we play How It's Done by K-pop Demon Hunters, and Kurt Studley and I will enjoy it and dance our little hearts out. We'll be right back here on Cove FM.
You came at a bad time, but you just crossed the line. You want to get wild? Okay, I'll show you wild.
Better come right, better luck trying, get into a level, cause you might die, never the time, trying to start a battle. Bleeding isn't in my blood, 뼈속부터 달라서, beating you is what I do, 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 yeah. Body, I'm body, I'm naughty, naughty, the sorry, and when you pull up, I pull up a little late to the party.
La, 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 lock and loaded, I was born for this, there ain't no point in avoiding it. Annoyed, a bit, repeat, tell that, pick your knee up, you bet, yo.
Logging you out like a lullaby, hear that. Sit down for the show, cause I'm gonna show you how it's done, done, done. Hot tricks, don't miss how it's done, done, done. Hot tricks, don't quit how it's done, done, done. Run, run, we run the town. Whole world playing our sound. Turn it up, it's going down. Hot tricks, show this how it's done, done, done.
My feet, disco ball makes everything look cheap. Have fun, it's prom. Wilted corsage dangles from my wrist. Over his shoulder, I'll catch a glimpse and see. Never know why it was not an invitation, but I flew home anyway with so much left to say. It was not convenient.
Love FM, that is the one and only Taylor Swift who had a 2025 like no other. The song Ruin the Friendship from her album Life of a Showgirl, which just blew the doors off every kind of record, as did her Eras Tour. Playing it today as part of our What Do You Make of That New Year's Spectacular with my pal Kurt Studley, who's in Ottawa, Ontario today. Kurt Studley, you chose that song during the commercial break. You're into the lore that is everything around Taylor Swift, right? You know the backstory of that song.
You know what? Yeah, the backstory of that song, it turns out, is back in school, she had this kind of flirtatious relationship with somebody that never turned into anything, and then that person later passed away, and how she went back home before the funeral and all that. So I think it's very interesting, too. But I really like her stuff. You know, it's great listening music. It's original. It's Taylor Swift.
Yeah. I tell you. So in addition to releasing that album, which broke every streaming record with The Fate of Ophelia, that was the launch song, she had the 6-episode docuseries of the Eras Tour finale. She bought back all her masters, which was huge. We mentioned in our first segment, she got engaged. And the gym teacher, keep up, come on, to Travis Kelce, who had his own great year. Did he win the Super Bowl?
No, they lost in the Super Bowl, and this year they're not. They didn't make the playoffs.
Wow, and there you have it.
Might retire. This might be the end for Travis.
Well, I still think he'll do great, because he is a very incredible on-camera and broadcast personality. Oh, I feel like he's going to land on his feet.
He'll be in the broadcast booth. He should be.
Yeah, he'll be great. Okay, so she's had quite a year. Now, I will say, we talk about the unfortunate passing of her high school friend. We lost a lot of incredible people in 2025. Oh my gosh. Hey, like Diane Keaton, for instance. That hit me so hard. I'm such a fan of all of her movies. I can't even think of which of my favorites that she's in. I want
Christmas one, the family one.
Yeah, the Family Stone. We just watched that the other night. I love Something's Gotta Give is probably my like third most favorite movie of all time.
That's so good.
Yeah.
So good.
So good. That's
a bit of a surprise. I didn't realize.
Yeah, nobody did. Well, she's a very, when it comes to her personal life, she keeps that pretty private. You know, she's certainly out there a lot and she helps and supports so many people, but not a lot of people knew about her not being well there towards the end. Robert Redford, another giant producer, director, actor, dreaminess. Hey, The Natural. Oh my gosh. Out of Africa. River Runs Through It. The Way We Were. God.
The Way We Were.
Come on. Gene Hackman. He was one of those guys, like not the leading man per se in like the Robert Redford way, but his performance is always like top notch. I always think of him in The Runaway Jury. I just loved him. So good. Diane Ladd, who's another one I absolutely loved. And then just recently, the untimely and sad death of Rob Reiner and his wife, Michelle. Yeah. There are no words, but the body of work.
That's something I can't understand.
I know. It's so sad. And I want to bring all of this up, not to depress everybody, but social media, if nothing else, has given us the opportunity to extol the virtues of people that we lose and the work that they created and all that other kind of stuff. And there's a Gordy Samson song I love and I always think of when somebody famous passes, and it's called What Will They Say When I'm Gone? But I always think, like, wouldn't it be great if you said all that when the person was alive?
Right?
It's like, don't let a day go by. Hey?
Well, we tend to not do that, right?
I know.
And then you think about it when you get to a certain point in your life, you're like, oh, God.
Right. We should have said it. So, Kurt, you're awesome.
Well, thanks. How are you, Stephen Beaumont?
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. I feel like you were pressured there. But I wanted to say something nice. You're also a really good golfer. What else are you? You're tall. I'm just kidding. Oh my God. Okay.
I have all my hair.
You have all your hair? Oh my gosh. Listen, Kurt Studley, a couple of trends that are looming into 2026 before we talk about our big lessons and we end this wonderful show. A trend that is, I'm hopeful, will come to fruition in 2026 is community, where we have spent the last great number of years sort of huddling off and being alone a lot of the times. There'll be communities that people will come back together, get offline, and integrate back into society. What do you think about that trend?
I like the idea.
You don't see it happening?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I think there is a trend toward more sense of community.
Yeah.
But will that turn into something tangible? I don't know.
Huh. Okay. Well, I'm going to keep my fingers crossed. Another trend, back to antiques and curated clutter in home design. Now, as a realtor, that's one of the things that you...
Yeah, I use the word clutter a lot, only it has a D in front of it.
Right.
That's constantly a message to people who are trying to sell their homes.
Yes, and yet here we are.
Curated clutter is yes. a different animal altogether, if you ask me.
Right. Now, but
that's
where...
Right,
so. Indeed, where there was, you know, the gravitational pull to minimalize, to, you know, go the Scandinavian route, if you will, with the woods and the whites and the whatnot. Now it's all, you know, dark woods, antiques.
Well, it's funny you should say that. I look around, I just moved into a new place and I don't have enough of that stuff.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yes, because you've decluttered.
I downsized completely.
Right. Like, but now you can start fresh.
Yeah, I know. I'm starting to pick up this and that and look at things.
And boy, do I have some antiques for you. Because I am a person that holds on to a lot of things. And likewise, my parents' furniture.
I saw your decoration series during the holidays.
I only kept a few of the lives permanent. But
well, when you're considering separating yourself from any of those items, you should let me know.
Okay, well, we talk about the thrifting side of it, if you will, because some of those things I did get in thrift stores. Thrifting has become a trend in 2025 that is set to expand into 2026 with the very first thrift mall having opened up in Europe. An entire mall where every store contains reused goods. How do you feel about that, Kurt Studley?
I don't mind that at all.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Like, I'm going to go get me a used crock pot.
Now,
I could sit here and order one in seconds. Right?
But you're going to go to a thrift store and find one instead?
A friend told me, if you want a crock pot, just go to this store. And I'm like, okay.
Nice. Do you have any thrift tips for anyone in the Ottawa area? Come on, this is good.
I'm not a thrifter by any stretch.
Well, maybe you'll get on it now because it's one of the biggest anticipated trends of 2026. Now,
Listen, I have several items that, people could buy on Facebook Marketplace that would be considered thrifty.
Okay. Are they linked to your profile? Should we send people there now? Wait till after the show, everyone, to do your shopping. Okay, listen, Kurt Studley, we're going to run out of time, and what I want to ask you are two more questions. One, your biggest lesson in 2025, the biggest thing you learned about yourself, about life, about whatnot.
Okay, you ready for this one?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Dating apps are not a place for me to be.
Aw, why? What ones have you used?
It's so strange. What a strange world we live in.
Yeah. Okay. But see, that lends itself to community. You wouldn't need a dating app if you were out there, right?
You're right.
This is what I'm saying.
Right.
Yeah. I have learned a ton of stuff. I'm not here to judge. I'm here to monitor and broadcast. Okay. Kurt Studley, I want to tell everybody about an Instagram account that I follow where I learned so much this year. His name is Kyle Cox. His handle is Kyle Inspires One. And I have learned that it's okay to be late all the time. A lot of people will say it's disrespectful, but it's actually a sign of optimism. And I am always late. So let the record stand. I also learned that it's okay to talk out loud to yourself. Do you talk out loud to yourself, Kurt, when you're alone?
All the time.
Okay, perfect. Me as well. And it actually, studies have shown that people who talk out loud complete tasks 25% faster with fewer errors. So let that sink in, everybody. Also,
What do you make of that?
My gosh, it finally made an appearance. I also learned that people who cry easily are 40% better at relieving personal stress.
Do you cry easily?
I think I do. Like, I cry at like songs and I cry at movies and things like that. And I also cry, like, I will say, if anybody brings up the passing of my parents, any particular instance, not even the passing so much, but a memory. And it's not because it's just like, aw, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And there you have it. All right. Great people. Okay. Now here I am crying at the end of the show. What do you make of that? Okay. Let's let's bring this one to a close. Kurt Studley, we've got to now. I know last year we said no more resolutions. You're free to make a resolution were you to want to. Or you can, like I plan to, declare a goal for 2026. Where are you landing, sir? A goal. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
I have a thing.
Oh, a thing. Okay.
In 2026, I'm going to make a big move.
Define that.
No.
Geographically?
Maybe.
Ooh, you've given our listeners something to look forward to. Oh my gosh, a big move. I'm writing it down. It's out to the universe now, Kurt. I cannot wait for that. Okay, could be anything, but I'm hoping it's geographical.
So, Stephanie.
Yes.
What is your goal or resolution or combination thereof?
Wow, a very formal asking for your co-host. Okay, Kurt Studley, I'm so glad you asked. I am going to be, we talk about community, I'm going to be launching a new community. I can't say any more about it, but I know, right? If I want you to stay tuned, it will have its world launch on March the 26th. That's my birthday. If you're in the area, I will invite you. So stay tuned. Stay tuned. I also plan on writing more songs. Got a whole bunch. Yes. I also had completed 2 screenplays and a TV show in 2025, all in various stages of being pitched. I want to finish one more, which I hope will be on the Hallmark Channel come next Christmas. And I'm writing another TV show right now. So keep your fingers crossed and pray for me, if you will. And then I plan to finish a book. That's a lot of goals. And if it I hope it doesn't turn out like my piano playing.
Piano playing is way down the list now.
It has moved down. I don't even see it anymore on my list.
Even though you found a guy on the internet.
No, I didn't. Let the record show. No, but you do have to follow him and certainly follow Kurt Studley. He is online as well. I will put all his social links in the show notes. I thank you so much for joining me for this New Year Spectacular. I wish you and everybody else out there the happiest of New Years.
Let's have a great 2026, my friend.